I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to two tiny East Texas towns who have used their charm to stay alive. I love small towns that use the arts to survive. And Edom and Ben Wheeler are two such communities, closely connected and near Athens and Tyler. Edom owes its survival to Doug Brown, owner of Potter's Brown. Freshly trained as a potter, Doug arrived in Edom in 1971, looking for a quiet place to live and work. His uniquely painted and glazed pieces attracted shoppers from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, which brought in more artisans, which attracted more shoppers. 43 years later, his store still anchors the Arts District of Edom, population 375. Doug was hard to miss in his pink overalls, t-shirt, and headband as he offered to show off his kiln in back where he was firing that day. In what was once a feed store, the works of Doug and his wife Beth support reds and purples, colors that are hard to achieve in the glazing world, as well as more traditional browns and blues. Doug was proud that Edom had managed to promote the arts without changing the character of the small town. Not much was his reply to the question of what had changed since he established residency there, failing to note the one-third increase in population since 2000. Next door is Ken Carpenter's Jewelry, which recently celebrated 25 years in downtown Edom. Originally in the restaurant construction business, Ken opened his store in 1990. Lapis, green turquoise, and Larimar are just some of the stones used in his strong pieces. Like other artists of Edom, Ken supplements his income with appearances at art fairs around the state. Edom supports at least six other stores and studios. Easily 10% of the population is involved in the arts. If even Paris had that same ratio, we would have 2,500 artists there. Imagine what an art center that would be. The most prominent building in town is the Shed Cafe, proudly displaying a banner noting it's being designated Best Cafe in East Texas by Texas Monthly. It was still full as we entered at 2:00 in the afternoon, with many locals and visitors enjoying basic Texas fare, such as chicken fried steak, meatloaf, steak, and my very good hamburger. We happened to hit the second Saturday Art Jam event along the 279 Artisans Trail, named for the highway connecting Ben Wheeler and Edom. This includes 11 artist shops, several restaurants, produce stands, garden centers, and music venues. After a short, pleasant drive, we arrived in the revived town of Ben Wheeler, the result of an experiment by two residents with a vision. Here's the description of the foundation contained in the Ben Wheeler website. Ben Wheeler Arts and Historic District Foundation was created by Brooks and Reese Gremmels to serve as the vehicle for reconstructing not only the physical aspects of Ben Wheeler, but perhaps more importantly, returning a sense of community to the town by providing it with various outlets through music, art, history, education, entrepreneurship, basic civil service, and philanthropy. The foundation has been a kind of privately funded Main Street project, with old buildings being renovated and filled with galleries and restaurants. $1 rent was offered to entice new shopkeepers. The Harrison Knife Making School brings in students from around the country, while Blue Moose decoys can be purchased next door and hats across the street. An old schoolhouse was moved in to house the local children's library, along with a wedding chapel. Two music venues advertise live concerts the night of our visit. And there's much promotion of its self-designated Wild Hog Capital of Texas. As one resident said, somebody's got to take ownership of those pigs. At the festival in the fall, you can join a cook-off or compete to be crowned Hog Queen. The foundation has literally changed everything for this town of 400. Sadly, Brooks Grimmels died in 2014 from pancreatic cancer, but the foundation and town remain committed to this project. Edom and Ben Wheeler can be visited in a day from Greenville, Commerce, or Paris, but a nice outing is to spend the night at Oak Creek Bed and Breakfast just outside of Athens. Randall and Marilyn Terran are the innkeepers and faces of a new kind of B&B. No longer are bed and breakfast just historical Victorian homes with flowered chintz coverings everywhere. Randall and Marilyn retired from the Metroplex and built their dream home in the East Texas woods, along with two tastefully decorated cabins. Aside from providing our hearty breakfasts, the Terrans were knowledgeable local guides, steering us towards and away from certain restaurants and wineries. They check it all out before making recommendations to their guests. Even though we didn't need their elopement honeymoon package, for which Randall is licensed to perform, the quiet, private setting was enough. And it's definitely worth the drive.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.